ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो
भगवते वासुदेवाय
So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to hear from Srila Prabhupada
a short description of each chapter of the 10th canto. The 10th canto is Krishna's Janma and Karma. According to the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 9, anyone who understands in truth Krishna's birth and activities, upon leaving this body at the end of this life, will go back to Krishna's abode. So on a day like today, Janmashtami, we should hear about Krishna's birth and activities, which are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto in 90 chapters. And those 90 chapters are broken out into four divisions: Gokula Lila, Vrindavan or Vraja Lila, Mathura Lila, and Dwaraka Lila. The Gokula Lila is chapters 10 through 11. The first chapter has 69 verses. And it describes Maharaj Parikshit's eagerness to learn about the incarnation of Lord Krishna. And it also tells how Kamsa killed the six sons of Devaki because of his fear of being killed by her eighth child. The second chapter, which has 42 verses, describes the entrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna into the womb of Devaki to fulfill his mission of killing Kamsa. When Lord Krishna was within Devaki's womb, all the demigods headed by Brahma offered prayers to the Lord. The third chapter contains 53 verses. This chapter describes the appearance of Lord Krishna as he is. The Lord's father and mother, understanding the Lord's appearance, offered prayers. Fearing Kamsa, the Lord's father brought the child from Mathura to Gokula Vrindavan. The fourth chapter contains 46 verses, which tell of a prophecy by the goddess Chandika. After consulting demoniac friends, Kamsa began killing all the children born at that time, since he thought this would be to his benefit. The fifth chapter, containing 32 verses, describes how Nanda Maharaj performed the birth ceremony of Krishna and then went to Mathura, where he met Vasudev. The sixth chapter contains 44 verses. In this chapter, Nanda Maharaj, following the advice of his friend Vasudev, returns to Gokula, and on the way sees the dead body of the Putana demoness and is astonished at her having been killed by Krishna. The seventh chapter, which contains 37 verses, describes Maharaj Parikshit's enthusiasm to hear about the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, who killed Shakatasura and Trinavartasura and showed within his mouth the entire cosmic manifestation.
In the eighth chapter, there are 52 verses which describe Garga Muni's performing the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram, and how Krishna and Balaram performed playful childish activities, crawling on the ground, trying to walk with their small legs, and stealing butter and breaking the pots. This chapter also describes the vision of the universal form. The ninth chapter, which has 23 verses, describes how Krishna disturbed his mother while she was churning butter. Because she left Krishna to see to the stove where the milk was boiling and did not allow him to suck her breast, Krishna was very angry and broke a pot of yogurt. To chastise her naughty child, Mother Yashoda wanted to bind him with rope. But every time she tried, she failed because of a shortage of rope when the time came to knot it. In the 10th chapter, which has 43 verses, describes how Krishna, as Damodar, caused the twin Yamalarjuna trees to fall, and how the two demigods within the trees were delivered by the mercy of Krishna. And in the 11th chapter, which has 59 verses, there is a description how Nanda Maharaj released Krishna from the ropes, how Krishna showed his mercy to a fruit seller while exchanging grains for fruit, and how Nanda Maharaj and others decided to leave Gokula for Vrindavan, where Krishna killed Vatsasura and Bakasura. So that's part one of four parts. That is a summary of the Gokula Leela. Now, we will go to the next Leela, which is known as Vraja Leela. But before we do that, we will chant. And we will chant something that I think Krishna Kumar will very much appreciate. We will do the whole, these is our quick summary. We're going to do the whole quick summary. When we finish the whole quick summary, you can tell me what you would like detail. Fair enough?
Yes.
Our first guest is arriving. Let's see who our first guest is. It is Mehul Shah. Very good, Mr. Mehul. All right, so I think you will like this bhajan, Krishna Kumar. Let me get this organized here for a second. Mr. Mehul,
yes.
Nice of you to come, sir. We are hearing about Krishna here in this Janmashtami night. But first, we're going to chant one song. A song that I think Krishna Kumar is going to like. I'll try to do it. Now, I'm not from North India, so I'll try my best with Hindi. And you can tell me afterwards how my Hindi is.
Bhagavan ko mere param ka
God a pranam.
How's that? Good?
Yashoda Jinaki Maya He Nandaji Vapaya He Aisa Sri Gopalapo Mary Bottom Bada Pranam He Radha Jinaki Jaya He Adbhuta Jinaki Maya He Aisa Sri Ghanasyama Ko Mere Varam Vara Pranam He Bhuta Luta Dadi Makana Kayo Bala Bala Sangha Inu Charayo Aise Leela Dama Ko Mere Varam Varam Pranam He Drupada Sutta Ko Raja Bachayo Rahasa Gajako Banda Chudayo Aise Kripa Dama Ko Mere Varam Varam Pranam He Guru Pandav Ko Yudhamachayo Arjuna Ko Upa Desha Sunayo Aise Jina Nata Ko Mere Varam Varam Pranam He Bajare Bajare Baja Govinda Gopal Hare Bajare Bajare Baja Govinda Gopal Hare Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopala Radhe Gopala Radhe Gopala Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare